Hello, I'm Gwyneth Wint, and this is Afrikaba Radio. Today we'll be heading to Guinea. In fact, all the music will be by Guinean musicians, and you'll hear an interview with a percussionist from Guinea. His name is Mange Sila. He works with the Alvinady Dance Group based in New York. Guinea is on the rounded edge of the West African coast, bordered on the west by the Atlantic, and nestled between six countries: Sierra Leone and Liberia to the southwest, Cote d'Ivoire to the south, Mali to the north and east, and Senegal and Guinea-Bissau to the northwest. The capital of Guinea is Conakry, the official language French, and the most widely spoken local languages Fula, Mandinka, and Susu. Like other West African countries, Guinea has a rich musical tradition. Let's get into the show and get the music started with a track from Jelly Moussa Diawara and the Kora Jazz Trio with Chan Chan. That will be followed by Les Amazons de Guinée with Denny Wana. They were the first all-female orchestra, not only in Guinea, but on the African continent. I love the YouTube video of these women in traditional dress, playing saxophone, drums, and you'll find the video on the Afrikaba website. Thank you. Manga a few weeks ago and started by asking him how he got into music and how he became a percussionist.
I started playing the djembe when I was 7 years old.
And how did that come about?
You know, my father, he was a drummer. He was like the first drum set player in the military band. Where this place we live is like the military base. My friend, his father, my good friend, Lamin Bayo, family bio, his father played the traditional djembe. I start with a drum set. I love djembe, so I go to my friend, his family, then start play djembe.
Drum is a very traditional instrument. The djembe, yeah, is it. Djembe. Tell us what it really means in Guinea.
In Guinea. In Guinea, in West Africa, this instrument, djembe, is very, very important instrument. Because long time ago, you know, we don't have a telephone. This drum send messages to the village, to the village. Like if somebody pass away, we play the rhythm to people know, oh, something's happened, bad happened today. So if somebody have newborn baby, we have the rhythm for that. When we play that, people know, oh, somebody have baby. Oh, we have like somebody's get married. We have the rhythm for that. Oh, we have a meeting to people to come together. We have the rhythm. So this one, it was like very, very instrument to send the message to the village, to the village. Yeah.
How do you interpret it? Who originated those rhythms?
How do I know? Like, because Africa, you don't just play the drum. You have to learn first what's the drum mean, what's the music you play. To talk with the djembe, you have to learn that first. Because the djembe speak. You have to learn that first before you start play.
Are you able to give me an example of a particular rhythm? Tell me what it means.
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Yes. Okay. Please. I'm going to play soli.
What does soli mean?
Soli is a circumcision dance from the boy. While the passage, like, you know, Africa, before, like, you're 7 years old, 10 or 15, before you be the boy, like, you have to go do the initiation first. That's the rhythm they play. So you go for 6 months to learn how to be the man, how to respect the people, how to take care of the family. That's like how to talk to people. That's the rhythm they play for the boy. We have a rhythm too for the girl to be a woman.
Okay. So let's hear the one you just talked about.
Soli.
Let's hear the rhythm. Yeah.
So I'm going to play some soli. Okay, the break of soli is go like this. Thank you. Okay, this is Isoli.
This is Afrikaba Radio.
We'll take a break to listen to some music. When we return, Mange will play the traditional female ceremonial drums. First, here is Bembeya Jazz National, originally known as Orchestra de Bela. After Guinea gained independence from France in 1958, Guinea's president, Ahmed Sekou Touré, instituted the policy of authenticity to encourage cultural pride. During this time, all private dance orchestras were disbanded and replaced with state-supported bands. Naturally, numerous bands were created across Guinea. Bembeya Jazz National started in 1961 with a fusion of traditional folk music, jazz, and Afropop, and became one of the most popular bands.
Bembeya
That was Bembeya Jazz National. Let's get back to our interview with Mange Sila. He's been called an electrifying performer with a keen sense of musicality. He's a percussionist from West Africa, originally from Guinea and now based in New York. Mange is well-versed in both traditional rhythms as well as contemporary musical styles and has mastered an array of traditional African instruments. He played for us ceremonial sounds for a boy. Now he's about to play us a female version. Play one for the girls now. I want to hear
the girl is a Mandiani. So it's like I say about the boy, the girl, before the girl to be woman, you have to go do the initiation to learn how to take care of the family, like your father, your mother, like people, how to talk to people. It's the same thing like boy. Okay, that's Mandiani. So the break Mandiani go like this. That's Mandiani.
So if you played that at home, for example, would everybody know what that meant?
Yes.
It sounds like the female one was a bit lighter. Is that right? You had some lighter.
No, fast.
It's faster.
It's faster, yeah.
Okay.
Young people, yeah.
So who originated these rhythms?
The one we play, like, from the Malinke people, the ethnic group Malinke. I don't know who created the rhythm, so I can't tell the name. That's like long before me. I born, you know, like
centuries ago.
Centuries, yeah.
So it's still passed down
still,
today.
It's still happening.
It's taught in school.
Yeah, you go somebody like the teacher, like to teach you, like, because we don't teach like this in the school. It's like you just have to go to somebody to study. They know this rhythm, like, is the soli from the Susu people. We have a soli from the Malinke people. We have a soli from the Maniem people. It's different kind of soli.
So they'll all sound different. It won't be the
sound,
same rhythms.
Yeah. The other one for Mandiani is from the Malinke people also. When they play that, they start play, people know what's going on.
Okay. And that's how you pass your messages across.
Yeah. Besides, yeah.
Thank you.
Zembe.
Mukana jamene wo.
Ato diplo sarari, aga yete tongo. Ato korobuti ranyerema, aga yete tongo. Ato gine fangi sotori, aga yete tongo. Alimi yete tongo, mirinde na naikolongoro.
Eh, wayala oni batere.
C'est Dieu qui créa la terre. Les moutons se promènent ensemble, ils n'ont pas les mêmes prix.
Siri Foudis Birima, Foudis Noma Findera. Siri Intim Nama, Nanya Noma Findera. Madame Touré, Nanya, Nanya Kouyati Noma Findera.
On fait le maximum des shows.
Allez, pour le gâteau, 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 pour le gâte
You are listening to Afrikaba Radio on WKDW 97.5 FM, Real Community Radio, located in Northport, Florida.
Hi, I'm Gwyneth Wint. Welcome back to Afrikaba Radio.
That was Sekou Bembeya Debate from Bembeya Jazz and a track called Mohamed Debate, followed by Tidake Sideme with Wayola. Here is Lamusa from the Kora Jazz Trio. Thank you.
conversation with an artist from Guinea. His name is Mange Sila. He's a percussionist. He works with the Alvinelli Dance Group, an amazing dance group based in New York. So you were seven, found you loved the drum, and did your father encourage you to pick it up and to perform?
We go to ceremony party. You have to help your teacher carry the drum. If you're young, you have to do it. You have to start
like an apprentice. You do your apprenticeship.
You take the drum, the teacher's drum,
so you
to the ceremony party. Before they come, you guys start play something. Then when they come, you listen to them. When they play, you listen to them. So when we come home, it's not like just straight to the drum. He's going to talk to you first.
How long did it take you to really master this instrument?
So it took me like a long time.
Yeah.
Because you have to learn first
all the rhythms that mean. Yeah. And all the, what the language means.
Yeah.
So you made your way to America. So, and I see that you were involved with Alvin Ailey, right? Alvin Ailey's
I came here with a group called Merveille de Guinée, this country. We was working Lenco Center before.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with them for a couple of years.
As percussionists?
Percussion, Lenco Center. So 2001, I started working with Alvin Ailey.
And Alvin Ailey is a renowned
African-American
dancer.
American theater dancer. So I started being there since 2001 to now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working in Alvin Ailey, for West African dance class, So we do a couple performance there. So I work at Barnard College in Colombia. We did Tuesday to Thursday.
Right. Now you've made your way down to Florida to Englewood. So,
I'm here, Florida.
And what are you doing here?
I come here to teach drum class, to teach, to share the culture with the people down here to learn my culture. That's why I'm here.
Thank you.
happened to have finished a class recently.
Yeah.
And it's pretty well attended. And you're planning to come back. When are you coming back?
I'm trying to do some workshop here, October 5th to the 7th.
Okay, that's a little way off, but we will give you more information when the time gets closer. In the meantime, if anybody is interested in taking part in your workshop, how would they get in touch with you? Through Laura?
Laura, yeah.
Sorry. Come over, Laura. Come and give us information. You weren't expecting this, I know. Come on. come and join us.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm Laura. My phone number is 941-387-5293. 941-387-5293. You could also find Mange on Facebook. Mange Sila. And he also has a website that is his first and last name. Yeah. That's his website. So we're trying to do a...
Mange is spelled
M-A-N-G-U-E.
And the last name?
Sila. S-Y-L-L-A.
Lovely. Thank you very much. So... The workshops are so well attended. If you were interested, please do get in touch. Do call Laura, go on the website, go on Facebook. You will learn a hell of a lot. I think he's a master of the instrument and a delightful person. I've had great recommendations for him. Yes. And I think if you also African dance, I forgot to mention African dance, right?
Yeah.
So if you're interested in African dance and in drumming, you couldn't look any further than coming to his class today.
Yeah. Then we have a trip.
Okay. Tell us about
that. Trip to Guinea.
Interesting. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a big thing. And trip to Guinea is going to be in December 26th to January 10th, 2019. So the trip is not just for drumming. You have to go to learn the culture, how to be with the people, how to learn people. Then the drum. January 5, we have a festival in Guinea. It's going to be like all day festival. So on the Sunday, the 6th, it's going to be the culture day.
So is the trip from December to January?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Trip from January is going to be the power. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn the drum. You have like every day you have like a 4-hour class.
Wow, that's a lot of
Monday to Friday. You have a dance class. You have a drum class. Dance class is 2 hours. Drum class is 2 hours. You do that in the morning from 10 to 12.
And this is organized by you. You arrange accommodation?
Yeah.
What about flights? People have to find their own flights?
Yeah, to get on flights. So I'm going to help you to get the visa to get in the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
fly like...
And the days will be organized by you. So you have trips out to sightseeing in Guinea.
Yeah.
What could people expect to see in Guinea? Well, tell me about the land and the people.
So, when you go, you got to be with people. Like now, like hotel, it's going to be the house. Everybody going to be together. You're going to make a friend. Then you're going to take a class. Then we're going to travel outside the country. So we're going to go to the island.
What island is this?
It's an island, Kasa. It's for Guinea, you know, part of Guinea.
Yeah.
It's like 45 boat ride. So 45 minutes. This island is like, we have a 7 island. We have a Soro. We have a Tamara. We have a Soro. We have a Kasa. We have a...
Castle.
Rome.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 7 islands. So that's part from the Guinea. So we're going to go to the Rome. Rome, that's like another island. Rome.
It's called Rome?
Like I love that place. Yeah, it's like nice.
So is it very lush and green?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's like Ocean Atlantic. Then we're going to drive 2 hours from Conakry, the city, to go to Waterfall. Ooh. Waterfall for date, you know, like visiting the place.
Yes, yeah.
You know, to see the people.
So you have it all planned out already. It sounds like it's going to be a great... I already know people who have told me they intend to go on your trip.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
I think there's still time to save up for that.
Yes.
If you want to go... What's the website? Where's the website, Laura? www.mangesila. It's a name. MangueSylla.com. All right. Thank you so much. I'm glad to have had you here. Before you go, I think there's also, you said you're in a band as well, right?
Yeah. We have a band. So the band is named Nola Sila. So if you want to check and line like nolasinla.com.
On YouTube, you can go to YouTube and take a look. Find you on YouTube too.
Yeah. So you can find this company with Afro band, jazz, Afro band.
Next time you're around, come and say hello again. But start saving your money.
For it sounds trip,
like
a, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mange. Longevite, prosperite, longevite.